Let's go. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. 98.
Well. Would you look what song was released this week back in 2007?
2007, no way!
Yeah.
What a tune.
What a tune. Work by Kelly Rowland. Hit number 4 in the UK. 14 in Ireland. Honestly, sometimes I get really embarrassed when I read these.
When we don't recognise a bop.
Yeah. That is the way to put it. But it got me thinking, do you remember the time that Kelly Rowland was a judge on X Factor?
Mm-hmm.
And God love her, she wasn't well.
Oh.
And she called in sick on the live show. Do you remember this?
This is so hard because I know how bad both of you guys want this, but I see how bad one of you wants it more than the other, and
yeah.
I have to be completely honest. The act that I'm sending home is Sophie.
Oh,
but
sorry.
Like, I don't. It sounded like.
Sorry.
It sounded a
That's
bit like.
Wild.
Isn't it?
Would you not just say she's in bed?
She's
and
in
just
bed.
Get someone else to announce
not
it.
Not well.
Get Dermot O'Leary to announce it and do a twirl.
It sounded like she was doing that thing that we were talking about the other week on the show, that if you want to call in sick, apparently you're supposed to hang backwards off your bed. That's what Kelly Rowland was at on live TV. Rose and Bruno Mars after Tiny Tempa on The Big Breakfast. I just can't stop the feelings. Don't seem to go away. David Guetta and One Republic on The Big Breakfast. Rebecca and Brendan at 7:46.
It's time for those little wins. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Good morning to Debbie in Rathmines, who says my little win is that my sister has just rescued a gorgeous little dog called Pepper.
Pepper.
Oh, Pepper, what a cute name.
Very cute name.
Oh, Debbie, please send us some pictures of Pepper.
We'd love
to
see
meet
that.
Him or her. And Grace in Balbriggan says, my little win is that I treated myself to a croissant after hearing you guys talking about them earlier on this morning. Today is National Croissant Day.
Yeah, Grace, let us know what type you got. Was it plain? Did you go for the ham and cheese?
Mm-hmm.
I need a croissant. Brenda's been on.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Absolutely love the show every morning.
Nice.
My little win is I have been very sick since Christmas. I'm living with terminal cancer, and this week is the first week that I'm kind of feeling a little bit back to myself. And I've booked to go on a holiday to Malta in 4 weeks'
amazing.
Time. So that is my little win. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Brenda, thank you so much for sharing your little win. We're beyond thrilled that you're like feeling back to yourself for the first time in quite some time.
Absolutely, and that you are going to go on a stunning holiday. Get that sunshine, and thank you so much
Amazing.
For listening to the show.
Brenda, you're
We're
a
sending
legend.
You lots of love.
We are. Celine is in Blanchardstown.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is today is payday.
Woo.
And after 4 o'clock today, I'm going to be off for the next 10 days. So, yeah, that's going to be a great long well-deserved week off.
Stunning.
So, happy Thursday, everybody.
Celine, Woo! Happy Thursday. Danny is in Rush.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan.
Lou.
My little win is that myself and my partner are flying out to Manchester on Saturday to see Strictly Come Dancing Live Tour.
Oh!
Yay! Looking forward to it.
Cha-cha-cha.
That's going to be great.
Donna is in Coolock.
Good morning, 98 FM. My little win for today is I am going to Prague on Sunday with my husband. He's 50 next Tuesday, and it's a kid-free holiday.
Hmm.
First time in ages. We never even got a honeymoon. We had that many kids. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. So,
holiday
day.
Oh, Donna, enjoy the delayed honeymoon.
And
you're going to have
Prague
a ball.
Prague is so such a great city.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Oh my God, Donna, you're going to have a ball.
Yeah.
And here's Veronica.
Morning, guys. My little wins for this morning is that I'm up, I'm dressed for work. I've got my 4 kids up and the dog. I've hung up a wash and I have the porridge on. So we're really all nearly ready to start Woo! The day.
Love it.
Veronica.
Have a good day.
Happy Thursday. And thank you to everyone for sharing their little wins. Veronica, Donna, Danny, Celine and Brenda as well. And we are all going to send you a 98 FM Bang Off Your Car Freshener.
Oh, they smell great.
They do. Here's Live and Joy. It's Don't Stop Moving on 98 FM 10 to 8 on Thursday. Good morning. Oh, yeah. Adam Port with Move on the Big Breakfast. Rebecca and Brendan here. It's 10 past 8. It's Thursday morning and it's time to do this. Here we go.
Can we do it again?
The first of many today.
98 FM.
Oh, hello, good morning and happy Thursday. Welcome to Matchy Matchy. It's chaotic, it's catchy, and just three words stand between you and some gorgeous prizes. We finally won Matchy Matchy earlier on this
Brilliant.
Week. Brilliant. I say we finally won, we finally matched.
Finally matched with Kim in Malahide. Yourself and Kim in Malahide did it on Monday morning.
Maybe today we could do it again. You could be winning a stunning prize.
Are you looking for a tan?
Well, now you can.
Because this morning you're playing for a flight voucher.
Let us help you plan that getaway.
Thank you, AI, Rebecca and Brendan. And today, in case you don't know, is also Matchy Matchy Live Day. So we're going to be playing now. And then we are going to be going across Dublin to you to play Matchy Matchy all day long. Brian and Suzanne's show, Barry's show as well. But right now, let's say good morning to Karen in Drumcondra. You're on 98FM, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We are great. Thanks, Karen. Who are you with this morning?
It's me, Cole and Tig in the car on the school run, as usual.
Excellent stuff. Do you listen to Matchy Matchy every morning?
Every morning, yeah. We love it. We always join in.
Oh, listen, it's great crack and fingers crossed today we can win you that gorgeous prize. Karen, who would you like to play with this morning?
Rebecca, please.
Okay, off you get to the soundproof booth. Okay. Making sure that she is out of the room. Okay, Karen in Drumcondra, are you ready?
Yes.
Your first word is Dublin.
Dublin.
Hmm.
Dublin City.
Dublin Bus.
Okay, Dublin Bus. Changing. Who was that to change the word?
That's Cole.
Cole.
Dublin Bus.
Okay, okay, brilliant. Your second word is remote.
Remote control.
Okay. And your third word is Michelle.
Michelle.
Hmm.
Oh, he, Michelle Obama.
Okay. I said Dublin, you said bus. I said remote, you said control. I said Michelle, you said Obama. Karen in Drumcondra, are we locking them in?
We are, fingers crossed.
Okay, here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio. How was
Someone's left a feather boa in that booth this morning.
Oh, that might have been mine. It's been in there a while.
Okay,
are you ready to matchy matchy with Karen in Drumcondra?
I'm ready.
Your first word is Dublin.
Dublin bus.
Your second word is remote
control.
And your third word is Michelle.
Michelle.
Hmm.
Michelle. Michelle Obama.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Karen in Drumcondra this morning?
What? Yeah. No, guys, I need to play the lotto.
Karen,
I can't believe it. God.
The last game took us from August to January, and this game took us just 4 days.
Karen,
not even 4 days. We only started playing yesterday.
Karen, after just 2 days, you have won Matchy Matchy. You have won that stunning flight voucher.
I know, Cole is so excited. He's never been
and
abroad.
Sorry, it's, do you know what, Karen?
Stop, that's amazing.
Fair play to Cole, because Cole changed one of the words, and Cole is the reason that you won.
I cannot believe this. We play for months on end and we've got two winners in a week.
This is amazing.
I'm delighted. Thanks so much.
You've matched three.
Karen, where are you going to go?
He's saying Disneyland Paris. I don't know. Somewhere.
Let's see how far that flight voucher stretches. Yeah?
Yeah, we'll see.
This is amazing. I was convinced when Karen said Obama for Michelle, I was wondering if you were going to come in and say Michelle Visage.
Oh, I was actually thinking Michelle Pfeiffer as well.
I was thinking Michelle Pfeiffer and I went with Obama.
Well,
like, oh,
either way, you would have done it.
Guys,
Karen,
this is just fabulous.
Congratulations, you've won Matchy Matchy.
We always play along, I can't believe it.
Oh, brilliant.
Amazing.
Stuff.
Sorry, I actually was screaming.
This is brilliant.
I'm so happy.
Your
for
reaction
you, Karen.
Is the best. Karen, Cole, congratulations. Enjoy the holiday and thanks for playing Matchy Matchy.
Thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend.
Cheers, guys. Oh, you two have a lovely bank holiday. And
what
a week. Matchy Matchy is not ending there. It is Matchy Matchy Live Day today.
Yes.
So later on this morning, Rebecca and myself are going to be going across Dublin, bringing Matchy Matchy to you. Here's Miley Cyrus, Dua Lipa on 98 FM. Prisoner, locked up, can't get you off my mind, off my mind. Miley Cyrus, Dua Lipa on 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan, 20 past 8 on Thursday. And for the second time in just 4 days, Matchy Matchy has been won.
Matchy Matchy has been won. Karen in Drumcondra just won a gorgeous flight voucher after I matched 3 words with her.
Yeah, so you both said Dublin bus, remote control and Michelle Obama. And initially, Karen had said Dublin City, but her son Cole made her change it to bus.
Oh, Cole, well done. And well done to Karen. We are so, so thrilled for you.
Good.
I can't believe we've had 2 winners in 1 week.
Incredible. So, so unexpected. It took months and then it took days.
Oh, wow. We're on a roll.
Leslie's been on.
Oh, lads, I'm so happy for you. You did it again. Go on, Rebecca.
So good. Shows that can be done. Leanne's been on.
Lads, I can't believe that. That's like Dublin bus. You wait ages for one and 2 hours. That is gas. Well done.
Yes, Leanne, that is the perfect way to sum it up. Catalina's been on.
Oh my God, guys. I am screaming here. I matched 3 again. How does that happen? Please get me on the show. And happy Thursday, everyone.
Happy Thursday. Here's Peter.
Matchy Matchy is like waiting on a bus now, lads. You wait ages and then 2 come out once.
There you go. It's all in the name. And Sarah Jane is in Blanche.
Oh my God, guys. You swear she won the law. I'm so happy. I never knew I could get so excited. So happy if it was in the game show on the radio. Brilliant, absolutely delighted. I'm delighted for you, Rebecca. You did win the lotto. It was brilliant, absolutely fantastic.
It is so, so good. And Sarah Jane, if you are that invested in other people winning things, the fun doesn't stop here, because all day today we're going to be playing Matchy Matchy live across Dublin with amazing prizes to be won. So fingers crossed. I mean, chances are you're going to do it again.
3 in a row, baby.
Chances are you're going to do it again. We're playing Usher and Will I Am next on 98 FM. Getting the bank holiday vibes in nice and early with Urban Cookie Collective. Feels like heaven on the Big Breakfast.
98FM's Dublin traffic. With prepay power, the traffic might be a nightmare, but your energy bills don't have to be.
The N3 inbound is a queue from after Dunboyne to a breakdown at Blanchardstown. The Ballyfermot Road inbound slow approaching the Lefanu Road junction.
That's near Ballyfermot, I think, isn't it?
I've never been there before. Lefanu. Lefanu.
Go again.
Lefanu.
Yeah, is it Lefanu or Lefanu? Emma, do you know?
Help. I think it's Lefanu.
Lefanu.
Okay, well,
now we could all be wrong.
It's quite Lefanu. Slow there, and it just kind of sounds like a restaurant. And it's slow southbound.
Is that what you think it sounds
traffic
like?
Traffic on the N50 between Finglas and Blanchardstown. You won't be late with 98.
It is Thursday morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Now. Stream world class entertainment has just gone 8:30.
Good morning, I'm Emma Tyrrell. A highly complex search and rescue operation is underway after a passenger plane collided with.
And Ireland play England in Cork tonight in their opening game of the under 26 nations. That one starts at 7:45.
98 FM weather with SSE Airtricity. Enjoy a warmer, cozier home with a Generation Green home upgrade.
7-year-old Pippa from Clondalkin has your forecast.
Good morning, everyone. Today's going to be a bit dry.
And in the afternoon, a bit sunny. I'm Pippa, and now you're up to date on 98.
Yes, Pippa.
Pippa, what a professional.
Go on. Thanks so much for doing the weather on 98FM. We're going to send you a 98FM Big Breakfast weather certificate.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. 98.
What was the name of that? Was it a road in the traffic?
Ballyfermot Road inbound, slow approaching the Lefanu Road junction.
Okay, we
Lefanu.
Were Lefanu. Lefanu.
Lefanu.
We were unsure. Tracy's been on.
Lads, use our gas. It's Lefanu.
Oh,
Lefanu. Lefanu. Lefanu.
Tracy, Lefanu. That sounds like you'd say Balali. John's been on.
You're probably going to get loads of messages in about this. How dare you slag off Ballyfermot? It is Lefanu or Lefanu.
We're not slagging off Ballyfermot.
No,
we just don't know how to say the name. And here's Kelly.
Lads, they pronounce it Lefanu Road.
I know, everyone said it differently.
I know.
Kelly, John and Tracy, you've all said a different pronunciation.
So what?
So it's Lefanu.
Lefanu Road.
Yes, on like the way to Balali, turn left. Alice DJ. Road. On the way after Jade on 90LFM. The home of dance and R&B in Dublin, playing your tunes like Noise Who. 98FM's Big Breakfast at 9:13.
Now, we've actually mentioned this a couple of times on the show over the years about Cilla Black's iconic but odd snack of choice that involves an orange and an OXO cube.
I helped myself to an orange and I helped myself to an OXO cube. I guess I was so eager to eat the orange and the OXO. Then it all blended into one. I thought, oh, I like this. And doesn't that look fabulous?
I've said several, because we've talked about this a few times, as you say. I've said I'm up for trying this, and I said I must try it.
Oh, we must get you an OXO cube and an orange.
The funny thing about that was then she was telling a story about how she wasn't allowed to go to either mass or confession that day because there was meat in the OXO. And she asked this woman if she could go, and she was like, no, love, you can't.
And that's actually something that Brendan.
I say all the time. I'm like,
all the time.
I'm like, no love, you can't.
Yeah, I can say, Brendan, give me one of those crisps.
No love, you can't.
Well, Brendan, you know the show, The Great British Menu?
Yes.
A new series started this week on BBC Two. Yeah. And there's one chef called Livia who's from Liverpool. Mm. And she has created a dish dedicated to Arsilla.
No.
And her favourite snack.
The name of my dish is Surprise, Surprise. And it's Cilla Black.
Proper Liverpool icon.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. I'm going to be basically cooking liver, bacon and cabbage. That was Cilla Black's favourite meal. I've made my own bacon with the pork belly. And then for the liver, I'm actually going to make a parfait. I'm going to pipe that into a little tartlet.
Yeah.
And top that with a really nice orange jelly.
And I can see this over here.
Yes.
Brandy,
what
I just spotted. Stock cube.
One of Cilla's little favourite snacks is that she used to rub a little kind of stock cube over an orange.
Right.
So that's going to be the finishing touch over the top of the orange jelly and parfait. Orange.
Amazing.
Yeah. Wow. And then if you were speaking to Livia and you said, I'm a vegetarian, can I eat that? She'd say,
no, love, you can't.